Sochem, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Ketzer Tolen L'sa Pesach. We've finished, we've moved through the halacha of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. The Hakrovah of Korban Pesach, Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos. And now we're up to the Tzliya, we're up to the Achila of Korban Pesach. So now the Shaila is how to prepare it. There's a din in the Torah. We already met up with this din earlier, in the third Perek, that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten, not mavushal, not raw. There's a din, other Abba, that a Korban Pesach, which is cooked, is also to eat. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten tzolui, has to be eaten roasted. What is the roasting? There's certain criteria over here. Roasting by us is okay, you have a roasting pan. But the Mishnah is very medactic. Mevi'in shpud shel rimoin, they brought a certain type of wood from a rimoin tree. Toichvoi mitoich piv ad beis nikuvose, they stick it totally from the head out to the bottom of the sheep. They literally suspend the sheep over the fire, not in the fire, so it doesn't get burnt up, but it's completely prepared for achila from the heat of the stick. The milo with the shpucho rimoin, the reason why there's a paid on that, is that some wood has moisture inside. The liquid, a little bit liquid that drips out of the wood, mikoich the heat, is called that there's a mashu of cooking going on, that's not okay. At the same time, if you have a type of wood which is a good conductor of heat, so then part of the carbon which is touching the wood is getting cooked, not cooked, roasted, but roasted from the wood, from the heat of the wood. And the Torah says tzli esh. There's a kepeh that has to be tzli esh, which is why it has to be done on a shpud shel rimoin, because wood b'derechal is a poor conductor of heat as opposed to metal. If you stick metal through it, even though it's on a spit, but the parts that are touching are getting roasted from the heat of the spit, that's not okay. So here you have a shpud shel rimoin that fits the bill. It's completely being roasted al yedei the heat from the fire. It's complete tzliyesh. V'noisin is krov es b'nei me'o v'l'toichoy. They put the inside that was taken out, when you have to open up the behemoth, you have to cut open a hole, take off the skin, and take out the chelev that was hooked to al-gabi ha-mizbeach. So now you have the insides, the krov of b'nei meyov, and the pasuk says, roisha krov al-kiboy. Torah says that should be all roasted as one mitzius. It has to be roasted together, not piecemeal. Divrei Reb Yosi Aglil, Chor Reb Yosi Aglil is telling me what it says in the pasuk. Reb Kiva adds an interesting knetch. Reb Kiva, kimin bishl huzeh. It's sort of like the goof of the carbon of the shepsel is serving as the pot for the kraayim. So it's not. Toilin chutzalo, you have to hang it outside. It's taka roasted together. It's roasted as one min tzliyesh, but lamaisa was put outside the goof ha-behemo. This way it doesn't look like a tzura of being cooked with something in it. Mishnah Beis, Ein Tzelen HaPesach Lo Al Ashpud, you cannot roast it Al Ashpud of metal, like we said before, because the metal, we say the Klal Loshna Gemara is Cham Miktsosoy Cham Kuloy, and then a chelek of the spit is hot enough that that's doing the roasting, it's not Tzliyesh. V'lo Al Askelo, Askelo is some type of also, maybe more like a grill than a spit, so you have the same problem. Omreb Tzodik, Maise Beram Gamliel Shomel Letovi Avdoi, many Maises in Chazal that are learnt up from the Anhoga of Ram Gamliel with Tovi Avdoi, who was a Talmud Chochem. Tzei Vitzlei Lonu Es HaPesach Halo Askelo, Ram Gamliel told him to do Mamish what we just said you can't do, to roast it on an Askelo. Now, the Derech of the Mishnah is not to bring a Maise that completely associates without bringing Manda Omreb. If what was meant over here is that Zemachlok Stenon, the Mishnah would have said it. So the Gemara Mepnei HaHechrach says over here, there's a Chsure Mechsera, and what's going on over here is that there's a caveat in the Askelo, that there's one type of Askelo which is not a thick, it's very, it's like a grate of metal, but the metal itself doesn't really provide any, it just holds up the guf ha-behemo, but it does not provide heat that could do the roasting. So it's completely its liesh. It's quite, I don't know exactly what it looks like. It's an askelo ha-menu keves. And an askelo ha-menu keves, that's okay. And on that, the Mishnah is bringing a Maisa that you see that he told Tovi Avde to bring a Pesach ala Askelo. Vaseis to Askelo, you can't. Vaseis is the type of Askelo that you can. Faker, this is very common in the Gemara, that the Gemara should bring a Maisa. So there's a detail here, and Faker, the Maisa is coming to support the detail that was added. Noga Becharse Sholtanur. Here we have Aloha, which is not really unique to Korban Pesach. It's an important Aloha in Taruvis. Isser Bechlal. This can be negay every time if you use a tray for spit and part of it touches the, you're roasting a steak and part of it touches the grill, which is treif. We know that a yid doesn't roast steaks on a tray for grill. But if you taka do, how much of the steak becomes also? Do we look at the whole steak as becoming also? How much do we look at the blios, which is in the... which is in the spit, as spreading into the meat. So here we have a nekuda which is negated to that. Noga, part of the behemoth touched chase sholtanu. It touched the side of the oven, and again that's not sliyesh. That's getting heat from something which conducts heat, otherwise known as the walls of the tanu, which heat up. Yikloifes mekayim kiluf hamokim is a very thin layer. And you cut off that much. This says that the spread of the area which is considered influenced by the tanur, by the heat of the tanur, roasted by the tanur, it's tzli tanur, not tzli esh, is only a klipa. It's only a thin peel of that place. Notav mirotvoy alaches v'chozer olov. Here, what you have is, you have a little bit liquid from the, whenever you roast, there's always a drip. You have that, go take a look, lahavdil, at a regular grill. There's always a drip of something on the bottom. So there's something always there on the bottom to catch it. There's a drip onto the, of the roitiv, of something, of the liquid inside the gufa keves, and it drips onto the chairs, onto the wall, and that splatters back. For chozer olav, it's still hot, quite very hot, and it jumps back and it touches a place. That penetrates a little bit deeper than dry heat, and therefore, it's not kedei klipo, it's kedei netilo. Kedei netilo is a little bit more, it's thicker. Koive etzba, it says, the thickness of a finger. Klipo is a mashahu. Netilo is a little bit more. Why is that? Because liquid spreads through a surface al yedei heat quicker. Because it's liquid spreads quicker. A solid, by definition, doesn't spread. Notav mirotve ala soilas. Here we have a little bit of that liquid dripping down, and they would put in the oven some soilas, which would get completely baked together with the Korban Pesach. Now, we would never do it, because with flour, we don't play around with flour on Pesach. We pointed this out in the third perek, that we don't have this musig of baking on Pesach with ba'ifin that's not in the schametz. But they did. They knew exactly the guidelines, so they put some soilas to get completely baked. But the problem was that there was some drip, like we're saying, from the gufa keves. And because of that's liquid and that's cooked. That's not baked. That's not slid. It's not roasted. That's cooked. So that kukarai has in it kochim, came out of the gufa keves, and it's not cooked. So you can't eat it. So it assos up the soilus. Now, the soilus is flour. It's not a solid. So it's not enough kedei klipa. So there you have to be yikmoitzis makoime. You have to skim off a whole layer. You have to be like a kmitza that we have by a Korban Mincha. You have to take off meloy hakoim. It's a decent amount. And what's the halach of this soilus? In Lamai said it has a status. It's kochim dik, but it's, you're not allowed to eat it. Or the kiluf hamokim, or the nitilus hamokim from before, it has to be burnt. Like any other kochim, which is nifsal. If you're the gedarim of kochim shenifsal, it has to be burnt.